This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
What's up? What's up?
Hi, guys. I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is episode 164 of the Oprah Rose Show. Seems like a lot of episodes. Cheese and rice. Can't believe we're still doing this.
I know. We say that episode numbers like it's like just like normal, but it's been 164 of these episodes.
I don't do anything for a long time. So like, this is amazing. Like, amazing. Like, amazing. I don't. I'd be like, over it. I'm working on it. Continue to like, subscribe, tell a friend, send us your emails and notes and thoughts and all that jazz.
Well, I thought you was going to say thoughts and prayers. I don't know. Every time
that
I hear
too. Thoughts and prayers. Always, I always need a prayer.
But that is the go-to when something's wrong. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, my thoughts and prayers are with you. Mm-hmm. Right. That, well, maybe because that sounds a little like we ain't dying. So thoughts.
Right. Change your tone.
Dump something else in prayers, maybe.
Change your tone, yo.
Is it the tone? the model.
You got that full stock bar next to you. You better pour you a little something.
I have like this whole plan of tonight of like watching Lovecraft and I want popcorn and like the little bar. Can you?
My bad. I forgot you're on.
Yeah. I'll just send you a photo.
Yeah, send me a photo. I love a good bar.
Right, because he just moved into this new place, y'all. I went over there yesterday. You know, brought a little succulent and some candles. It's
cute. Succulent.
I mean, I love like, a good sis got multiple bedrooms, upstairs and downstairs. I said, is this a house?
I know. Listen, when you've been in the same place, for 13 years, and then it's like, oh, there's so much more space. Honestly, I don't even know how I had the amount of shit I had in my apartment. I have no idea. Like, I have drawers with nothing in them right now where I did not have that luxury before. So
she has a cabinet that the only thing that's in it is a waffle maker.
Shut
up. My goodness, this bar is so cute.
Thank you.
Circular.
The little circular bar cart. Yeah. And then Daryl had the idea of like a full bar. So now I don't know.
She got the space, y'all.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Y'all, I've been waiting. I told y'all know, but I've been waiting on a couch for like at this point 12 hours now. So it's hopefully coming today. And that'll give me like a better sense of what I'm doing.
Yeah. I feel you. The couch is...
I need that. That's like the main piece.
Oh, okay. So are you done with like other decor? Are you waiting until the couch comes to see what other little...
Yeah, I'm waiting. I have no idea what to do. And I'm honestly over it. Like, I'm so... Every ad that comes up on my phone, I look at. Like, every West Elm 30% off thing, every Crate and Barrel, I look at. Y'all already know about my OnlyFans for furniture. Shit is expensive. I was looking at lamps yesterday for $500. Why? In an outlet.
You don't have to get a $500 lamp.
Yeah, no, I didn't. But I was like, this shit is just outrageously expensive.
And we were at an outlet.
Outlet. Design Within Reach outlet. You are too pricey.
Where's the reach? Because it's outside of my reach.
Well, she was reaching, so maybe that's why it's called that. Because
reach
she
for the
was,
stars,
she was a reach,
baby.
Child. Yes,
reach for the stars.
Pop Smoke, because that shit was way too expensive. Like, sis is not there with her coins. What else is going on with y'all?
I just love that me and G just drank our wine at the same time. We're both drinking white. What you having, G?
A beignet.
Oh. Oh, I don't even know how to spell like that.
It's kind of like a Chardonnay, I guess.
Oh, my favorite.
But it's a little bit it's buttery. It's a little fruit forward, but not too overbearingly fruit forward. It's good.
Nice. You have to send me a picture. I love a buttery Chardonnay.
Oh yeah. Me too.
Love, love, love. I'm having a white blend right now. I couldn't tell you much more than that. It was the one that was open in the refrigerator.
Mine was also the one that was open in the refrigerator.
I couldn't even, it's like three bottles that are open in there. And this one was the one that I saw first that I just grabbed. So I don't even know which one it is.
That's all right.
How was your weekend though? What was going on?
My weekend was good. My best friend from home was here. She just came in literally for like maybe 48 hours max. Or
oh, I love that.
48 hours. She just moved to Dallas. So she, you know, came here to just take a second from COVID and kids and family and all of that other shit. And
it'd be like that.
Yeah. And we just went to dinner. She got a hotel room in Beverly Hills and was like, let's just go there.
So that's where I was wondering where we was going to get to the hotel because I saw the picture on your story. I was like, so when does hotel come in place? No. I just thought you was hanging out, you know, at the Beverly Hilton.
Yes, I was. I was hanging out. Yes. No.
People go to hoe. No. I ain't nobody call you no damn hoe now.
Well, the people were asking. The people were implying.
That's why I was asking what you do this weekend because I was wondering when the hotel was coming
front.
Up.
I can't front the way that I was showcasing what I was doing was very ambiguous. Oh, so it did look. Yeah, it did look as though. You know, I was doing something that I wasn't, but
right. I love
you
that.
Should.
Keep people on their toes.
Yeah, as you should. Okay. And I feel like going out, like you, it's easier to go out to like a hotel in LA to hang out versus New York. Like I can't really think of a lot of hotels in New York.
I never did that in New York.
Yeah, but in LA, it's like, it's way easier. Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, I feel like the hotels in LA are much spread out and then the places where people actually hang where I feel like in New York hotels are like clustered in like Midtown and like nobody really hangs in Midtown.
Yeah.
So and they're not in like our neighborhoods and like around.
To go, yeah. To it's go just hang. Not. Yeah. And it's also like not
like the Lower East Side hotels and shit like those will get action.
Right.
But yeah. That's as far as it goes.
That's it.
I love that. I love that.
Glad you cleared that up for us.
Who are you with? Sorry.
Sandia was here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Look, I had to step away for a second. I was like, wait a minute. Did I miss something? Sorry. I was like,
Just trying to be messy. That's
okay.
It.
And I was trying to go along with it. And then I was like, no. I'm sorry. Wait, who?
Yeah, no.
Right. No. So to the listeners, T's waiting on this couch for 12 hours. So at any moment she may leave us, which was just now.
No, it's,
and come
it's
back
not, it's not coming.
Wait,
I'm so
what?
Irritated. I'm so irritated.
It's not coming?
No, it's not coming today.
For them to deliver today, was that the reason?
Yeah. And this is the third reschedule now. So now I need a manager. And now you got to take something
off. Now you
need
a manager. Yeah,
and you
gotta
set this shit up.
And a discount.
Yeah. So
something on the gas.
Get there. Something. Or something off the gas.
Off the gas.
So annoying. Whatever. Could be worse.
You're handling it well.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
I think it's because we're recording. So she can't do but much.
You know what? It was the other day and I was talking to somebody and they were so upset about something. And y'all know I'm like extra dramatic. So I'll like kept my little moments, but like a lot of times it's just be like, it ain't even worth it. Mm-hmm. But I think work has taught me that honestly, like shit just be happening so like that you can't even, right. You just be like, oh, word. almost about to die. Okay, great.
You don't even have the energy. I get it.
I don't. I literally do not. It's not even like patience. It's just, I think I don't even be having the energy.
It takes much more energy to be mad and go
off.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You're intentional about what you exert your energy into. And that ain't too much.
And that, yeah. And that's what I said. I had a whole plan, but it's okay. I'm going to make it all better. And now I'm ordering a Haagen-Dazs sundae because I eat my feelings.
Come on, treat yourself.
Yeah, I was like, now definitely ordering that sundae. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just got back in the gym. I just started working out and I'm like dying, like literally dying. My legs feel like bricks right now. And I'm ordering ice cream, but you know, balance, that's what we call it.
So when you order ice cream, how does that work exactly? Doesn't it melt before it gets
to a little bit, but it's not, it's like in a little frozen thing.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so it's not like completely frozen, and it's like a cup and a thing and a bag, so it's usually fine.
I've never ordered anything super cold from like a Seamless or Grubhub.
Me either. Last week was my first time. Doing it again tonight.
Right. So apparently it worked.
Exactly. Doing it again. I'm going to consume those 1,200 calories. Yeah. So today we want to do something a little different. We don't have a guest, as y'all can tell. And we did a poll on our socials to ask questions about what y'all wanted to hear about. So we were just pulling from a few of those questions. And the first question we're going to start with actually is it's a whammy for Dee Dee.
Why we had to go in order of the questions? Yeah, I could have put you because
I like things from beginning to end. Okay. So the first question, because I don't like to start in the middle and, you know, that just gets a little messy. You usually start and then you break it up. So the first question being, that's because you're in the hot seat.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which also, and I'm going to, okay, so I'm going to say, read the question and then say something. But what's the marriage timeline for Dee Dee? And while I think, you know, people obviously want to know and this and that, like whenever I see those questions about like marriage and kids, I don't like that. Like, again, I get it, but like, say you ask someone that is, you know, they're like, oh, when are you having kids? And so, like, I saw this woman tweet that.
She
said five miscarriages. It could have been that too.
It could have been either or. Yeah.
It could have been either or.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm. It's my prerogative. And it's like, damn, like, it's so much pressure already, you know, to just like be. And then, but I get it. But at the same time, I get that shit. I think I asked somebody that the other, look, I'm doing this whole preface thing. Meanwhile, I think I was jokingly asking.
Look, she tried to see what she would say if the question was to be proposed. No pun intended.
Ooh, yes, little double entendre. So, Dee Dee. What is your marriage timeline?
So I think the thing, to your point, T, I think the thing is like people, me and 66 Poppy share a lot of our like relationship and just in terms of our interactions on social media. So I never get offended by the marriage or kids question. It's just a natural thing. Timeline, I've always told people in the past, because I actually haven't been asked recently, which is funny, but I've always told people in the past that everyone will find out at the same time. And that's literally my answer to the timeline is that
I love that.
The way that we're thinking of marriage when it does happen is like the people who we want to be there and be present for that moment and experience it with us. Because I think for me, marriage and the whole ceremony thing is for other people. And I want us to live in our space, in our relationship, doing our thing, having fun with each other before we bring everybody else in to celebrate with us. So everyone will find out at the same time.
I knew you said that. And I was like, bitch, you're going to go get eloped? Like, what? Like, bitch, is you eloping? What's happening?
No, I just have something up my sleeve.
I love that. I love that.
Because I mean, we better be included. Look. Look, I don't. Mm-mm.
So it's all of that to say, obviously, yeah, both of y'all will be included. Okay. Like, but all of that to say is that it's coming. It's coming.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I love a wedding.
Yeah. And shout out to my sister who recently just got engaged to last weekend or two weekends ago. Who's already in wedding planning mode. So y'all need to be asking her that damn question because I just got off the phone with her talking about wedding plans. So
She's already on a cake, honey.
Right,
the
cake, right.
The dress.
Wow, seriously?
She already know who her bridesmaids are gonna be. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, women, they say, be having their weddings already planned.
True.
And as much as I got for this wedding that is happening in 50 years for me, it's going to be in Elkhart, Indiana. That's all I got.
You have always said that. You've always said that. That you know for sure. She said 50 years.
I know the venue. I do know the venue, though, in Elkhart, Indiana.
Oh, I love it.
It's actually used to be a stop on the Underground Railroad. And
take us back.
House, and so right? There's like tunnels underneath the house that would go to like the Elkhart River, and that river was one that they would use to help save slaves escape. So it is like a, you know, a bigger reason.
Wow.
But,
oh wow,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, she better gives history and marriage and love. I love it.
Here's y'all got me back.
She, no, the gag is G staying 50 years and she fuck around and be married before, well, not Daryl, but fuck around and be married before me.
No way.
And she talking about 50 years. You never know. Stranger things have happened, you know?
True.
Yeah. No, I can't wait for my wedding, though. Like, I need everybody to turn the fuck up. I need an open bar. I need
That's the only
music.
Thing I do know that's going to be there. Open bar, music. That's it. Other
like,
than that,
I'm
have
going
anything else.
Popeyes. Yeah.
Popeyes and flip-flops. Other than that, I got nothing. Like,
yeah. And dare I say that, like, with COVID, it actually helps with the guest list a little bit.
Also, you're going soon.
Well, COVID's going to be around for a long time now. I didn't say,
but you know, 3 years we might kind of be all right. You might not, you know, we might not need to have bride.
Well,
on your
I would
face
hope
mask,
within
you know
3 years. I would hope within 3 years that's on my timeline.
We're gonna have bridesmaid and bedazzled on our shit. Okay, your thing is
here. We're gonna
be bedazzled. I saw somebody at a wedding that had one. It was super cute.
Well,
too.
Girl, the corona going tootsie slide all up and through that damn bedazzled mask.
I'm gonna have on my N95 underneath.
Wait, I have a question, Dee Dee.
Yeah.
And I guess this is really for the group because I wonder this about myself even, should, you know, I ever go back to that point. But do you think living with someone creates a delay for marriage?
Yes, in a way. Not even in a way. Yeah, it does. Because you're technically already building upon that. I honestly don't see anything that would change. Everyone's like, oh, you say that things won't change once you actually get married, and it will. And I'm like, really? Like, what's going to change? Like, from a foundation point of view, like a financial point of view, like a plans point of view, you're already creating this marriage life if you live together. I don't foresee anything changing.
Yeah,
so, to that point, I do think when you are living together before you're married, it does delay it a little bit because there's no necessarily like rush to get over that line to be like, okay, now this is next.
True. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm even just trying, I was trying to think of all the people that I know that were married and they kind of all did live together. And I don't know if that's a generational thing the cities, like New York is you like
this
can't have to. Yeah, it's like right. And I literally was trying to think that, like, do I know anybody that hasn't lived together?
I don't know anybody that hasn't, but I would not do that either. Like, I need to test drive the fucking car first.
Yeah,
in our age group, my older brother.
And he did.
Mm-hmm. But him and my brother. I don't say he conformed. I think that's like the wrong word, but he lives like the life that my mother essentially kind of raised us.
Got it.
Yeah. And that, I think, yeah.
Religion plays a part into that as well.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, God know my heart. She out here like you're good.
Right.
He's laughing because I always go into my LA accent. I don't
you
know.
Literally, that's why I was laughing. She know my heart.
She know my heart. Like,
sounded
get
like
over
Ray
here,
J.
fam.
My G.
Franklin Saint.
Oh, well, so speaking of Franklin, this weekend I've just been binge watching Snowfall. So I finished the first season. And
so happy.
Next weekend I'm going to do season 2. cannot wait.
So happy. I might rewatch it. Like, you know how much I love that show. Like, so happy you're watching.
Can't wait.
Cannot wait.
What's the next question to you?
One of y'all can read it since I started from the top.
All right. This one's for Gigi. Gigi, what are some essentials for a long-lasting relationship, and how has that changed since you've had a kid?
I'm stuck on long-lasting because I don't have any of those. But I think for me, the one thing that has changed since I've had a kid is a real conscious of that person and where they are, like, mentally. How have they dealt with family trauma? How have they dealt with their own trauma? Where do they see themselves? Like, I was never, and my approach to relationships was never in a place of, like, personal development. It was always like, okay, he got money, he cute, cool, whatever.
I mean, but,
it's given everything.
It's that too.
It's given all of that. But those come secondary to how you manage yourself as a person healthy. Like, I only want a healthy relationship, and I want somebody who knows what they want, knows what they're going for, knows what they've been through, you know, like, real, true, like, concrete, cemented in, like, family, life, love, and those things, you know. And if that's not where you're at, then I just know immediately that you aren't the person for me. And that's cool. You know what I mean?
Talk about a spirit discernment.
I'm like that. I was thinking, like, do you think that's more of, like, maturity or Jesse or both?
I would say both for sure, because I'm not dating. I don't want to date. I don't want to date until I am ready to be in a relationship. And I culminate dating.
That's so mature of you.
That, you know, like, I'm intentional about I try to be intentional about everything that I do. And so when I make the conscious decision that I want to date, then that means that I'm ready to then entertain someone in a longer term. So then, because I have a kid and because I would like to be married, that's what I'm dating for, you know? So I'm not, and I think that having the kid really, like, reinforced it, but for sure there's a maturity level, because now I know that to ask for that, you know? I think... Yeah. Before, you know, we'd be so pressed to just make sure our nigga likes us, wants us, you know, that we aren't coming to the table and approaching them and saying, hey, this is what I need and this is what I want. Right. And standing firm on them, being like, okay, if you don't want that, that's cool too. Bye. You know, but that's it.
I love that intention. She's definitely going to be married before all of us.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
I'm trying to take this money right now. I can't.
You
I don't got
time. Never know.
You never know.
You never know. You never know. No, but it's so intentful. I feel like, sorry. No.
What song was that, please? What song?
Like, what song?
Babyface. Oh, baby. I don't know the woman on the song, but Babyface. I don't even know what song it is. Damn, sorry. Now I gotta look it up.
Give her a t-shirt. She's a fan.
She loves her baby face.
You know how much I love baby face. Like, oh my God, love. No, but I do. I love that. I think a lot of times, like you said, you're, especially after a breakup, it's like, let me just move on very quickly and try to date and put whatever stuff that, you know, that I never dealt with or that you just don't even realize, honestly, that comes up. So to be, again, that intentful about it, I love that.
Well, did that shit mad times. Like, let's be clear. Been down that road. The best way to getting over one nigga is under the next one. We're grown.
Now, the maturity just went out the window. Shall I leave?
You got to do both. Duality. You know?
Got to do both.
It's all about a duality.
You got to do both.
Getting up under these niggas. We just not taking them serious.
Right, exactly. That's
not it. Getting up under.
We getting up under them.
Get up one up.
Or on top.
Okay, whichever way.
Whichever way.
On the side, on the top, on the bottom. What's up?
Oh my God.
I ain't been riding dick like that though, so I don't even know if I know how to do it anymore. Anyway,
girl, that's a skill. A bike. That is a skill in itself.
And I'm like, it's like riding a bike. You'll be fine.
Okay, T.
I mean, right?
I mean, if you got your, because I feel like everybody has their own method of riding. So I guess, if you
it
before, you just go back to doing it.
You just remember.
Y'all be on y'all, do y'all do knees and then you get on top of, then you get on your feet? Like what?
Feet?
You
know?
Yes.
Tara said feet. I mean, because of the pressure, you have to do both, I feel like.
Oh, I've only done knees.
Wait, what? And how? Huh?
On the bed, right? No?
No, you can do. Yeah, you can do. You usually start off on the knee. Oh, TV riding this dick to goddamn Timbuktu. You talking about?
No, I'm picturing.
That is her. That is how she finished. Like,
that,
okay.
I'm picturing that. That's what I was. That's the image that I'm trying to like. I was like, wait, what?
It's like picturing. Knees, and then like if it's like a chair, then okay, I've gone too far. All right, never mind.
I'm like a chair,
okay. Right?
You never rolled in a chair.
Yeah, I rode in a chair, but reverse.
Oh, I've done it.
Both.
Well, it depends on the type of chair. Like if it's couch-like and you can put your feet there, that also.
Y'all need feet, I guess, because
you got to go up and down.
Stability, right. Also, yeah. It gives you like a little bit more hydraulics, if you will.
I mean, it's giving hydraulics on your feet.
One nigga, she be finishing them with it, being on the.
Y'all
being
are so stupid.
Like, damn. Because you really only get like a good 60 seconds on the feet. Like, because
the muscles.
Look, it's giving low rider for me, I guess, with a little hydraulic.
She start hearing certain, she's hear certain sounds. She's like, all right, let me switch to the feet. Time for the feet. Time for the feet.
Yo, for the fucking dead. Oh my God.
That's Shut up. That's certain sounds.
Sorry,
I'm dead.
About T-sex. Like, I'm sorry, T. I'm going to get off your and ask you.
Oh my God.
The question. So shift gears.
Although that was a question.
that was an added question.
I might have to ask that on the polls tomorrow. How you ride a dick?
Oh yeah, right. Oh my God.
Okay. TT, where do you want to end up in your career? Or where do you see yourself ending up in your career?
I was having a conversation about this weekend, and somebody mentioned a path that I never thought about. And I think I'm just open, basically. Like, I know I want to work with people and, you know, within some type of entertainment realm. But I say all that to say that, you know, I don't want to close myself off to anything. More money. That's where I want to see myself
Come
ending
on
up.
Now.
Being so happy and more money. But I'm super open to like whatever, something, you know, if it's for me, then it's for me. And I don't want to like close off anything. Because like I said, I never saw that field in that direction. They were like, 5 years. Like even that far planning. And I was like,
I feel like you've always been open. That's kind of always been, for at least what within recent years that you've been, that you've kind of always had like that mindset of just being like open to opportunities and what God may have for you or what somebody else may see in you that you may not see in you. And I think that has really like, you know, been a gateway to where you are, you know.
Yeah, and then you know, bitches need jobs, so it's like sometimes you just be taking shit because you ain't got no damn job. Like you're like, oh, okay, well, I ain't working nowhere, and then they just kind of like lead you to all these things where like, right, half them jobs I never even thought I would have worked, to be honest. So
yeah,
that's why I said I was about to sing a Teedra Moses song, and
go ahead, sing, baby.
If
it's in your spirit, sing.
Nope, I stopped myself, and I'm not gonna sing it. It's also too high. It's too high of a note.
You can go low.
I'm open still. No, I'm like.
Oh.
Yeah, what is wrong with you, Daryl?
Next question. Okay. What's the hardest lesson you've had to learn, and how many times did it take you to learn it?
I love this pause.
I'm like, who going? Who going first?
Mine was that I'm not always right. That was a hard lesson. And I learned that lesson being in a relationship, because you can't always be right in everything. He can be right. I can be right. Sometimes we're both right, but we may be both wrong, and we just have to agree to disagree.
I like that.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, every decision both of us don't have to agree on. Like, that's just, it's just never going to happen that way. But I think being mature enough, thank you, Gigi, for maturity in these combos, mature enough to be able to understand the difference of being right or just, you know, agreeing to disagree, and you having your own opinion and someone else having their own opinion. I think my parents did a horrible job of telling me I could do anything I want to do and not chastising me for things that I did wrong. So then I grew up thinking, like, I can do what I want to do. Like, y'all ain't gonna stop me. Who gonna tell me I'm wrong? So
wow, but I love that though. but you should tell somebody they're wrong. But right. I love the approach of like encouraging someone to think that they can do whatever.
So that's what I was gonna ask you. Was it encouragement or was it just like not saying anything?
It was not saying anything. So the not saying anything led to belief that it was okay.
Because I think that's what I was gonna say. I think they're obviously very different. Like that, right. There was that clip of Iman Shumpert going around and he was like, if your kid wants to, you know, do, I don't remember what the exact path was, but if he was like, if he wants to do that, like, you know, you set him up, you do all that. And it was like, I'm a little problematic. So I was like, while I understand that, my child would not be a rapper. Like, I'm not putting you in the studio. I'm not giving you beats. Like, unless you're like, what's the little girl named Lele or some shit like that.
I mean,
and maybe, but then, you know, obviously I feel like it's also very different when you're in it. Like, I can easily say like, yeah, I'm not going to support my child's rap career at all, but I wouldn't want to, but anything else. Like, I think the same, like my parents never questioned my decisions of what I wanted to do. They kind of just like, we're like, that's what you want to do? Okay, cool. We support you. It wasn't, you know, you can, or, and like I said, and not even that it wasn't encouragement. It was more so just the ability to be able to try different things. Where I know some people's parents are way more structured. It's like, no, you can't do this. You have to be a nurse and a doctor and a this and a that.
Right.
I never had that.
That shit is weird to me.
Yeah, I never had that. Yeah. And I was like, what is the balance of that, though, of telling your kid, like, yeah, you can do anything, but like,
I don't know. I think that is the thing that fucks up adults about their childhood in a way, where it's like that undoing of these things that you're kind of like taught as kids. Like, granted, like my parents weren't on some like, you're wrong, don't do that. Cause granted, they didn't say anything, but to your point, if I did want to do something, I was interested in it, I could do it. But their thing was like, if you do it, you got to figure out how to do it. And since that was the way of parenting, I was like, all right, well, if I want to do it and I can figure out how to do it, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And so that has just been me as an adult as well.
I feel like that was all of our parents. It looked like from that 80s parents, Lord, what the fuck?
Just do better than us. No, this is the thing.
It was so all this hands-off parenting.
My parents were so hands-off.
Everything was self-motivated, and I could only imagine where, granted, everything happens for me, is so blessed. I'm happy to be here. Blah, blah, blah. Now that we've got that the fuck out the way, if my parents would have pushed me a little bit, like just literally a little bit, I could have been doing something so, so much more different. But I was like so self-motivated all the time. Mm-hmm. And they had too many motherfucking kids. They couldn't focus on what every kid wanted to do and how
doing.
They were
telling,
pushing.
Because it's like, you know, once you start to realize that your parents are humans and they did the best of what they could be due to their abilities, you know? And that's why I think, you know, our generation and even some below us, like, will be so much better off because we're cognizant of that, you know, that like you do have to pay attention to your kids' needs. And like, you could have twins and they'd be completely different. And every kid doesn't
or not even doesn't need, but like they need certain things more of that another one might need more of. One might need less. Like,
yeah.
So I mean, like you said, I think it's like at the same time, I think I'd rather be self-motivated than like somebody hand me a bunch of shit, right? Because you know them kids is fucked up. Like they be the ones that's just like doing all types of stuff because everything came super easy to them. And like you didn't have to work.
I wouldn't
hard.
Be bad about it.
And you would probably not be working. You wouldn't have a work ethic. And you'd
no,
be
I'd be doing drugs and drinking all day. Like what?
What's Frank life. Ocean's mama? Yeah, Frank Ocean's mama's in the interlude. She was like, they're she's like, people that do drugs are lazy. I forgot. She was like going off. She's like, call me off. Back. She was going off. That's what again, I just you know Jukebox Judy over here.
I have a song. Jukebox Judy.
Jukebox Judy, child. But yeah, I think, like I said, our generation, even I think like how you are with Jesse and how I see my friends are that have kids that, you know, you got 9-month-olds learning sign language where it's like, what? Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't even think about that. But seeing that you're like, oh, wow. Like y'all is out here parenting the fuck out of these kids. Like go off.
Okay, Jesse about to be in school. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, now.
Right?
She's
in school now.
Oh, yeah. She's already in school. Oh my gosh.
She started today. She
oh my gosh, today was the first day.
Today was her first day, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How'd she come home?
I didn't post them on Instagram. Punch went and picked her up, so I didn't see her coming home. But she was so happy to be there. Like, she was over me. She was like, all right, girl, bye. Like, bye, mommy. Oh, she went right that. Up to her teacher. Like, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is wild. Like
it is crazy.
That is wild. Yeah.
Time flies. I'm outside in the AMG.
Right outside. Okay, we're gonna do this. Back to the question. I think what's the hardest lesson? I think even going back to the career thing, kind of. I think I was always someone that, and I still do. I'm not even gonna lie. Like I'm very much a planner, and I like to put everything on a timetable. And I had to relinquish like trying to control everything and trying to be like, well, by 30, like child, I was supposed to be married and had kids by now. Bitch, I'm 5 years off my timeline right now. Okay, so it's not to say that it's not gonna happen, but she wasn't happening before 30. Now, mind you, like. This was all before 32. And like, and it's okay. And I wouldn't have it any other way. So again, I think just like, and it's something that I literally like, I have to like actively remind myself sometimes to not be such a control freak and like control every, cause if I like low key, if I can control every aspect of my day, I probably would. But I'm also a Leo. So y'all know I'm a control freak.
Mm-hmm. You would.
Not.
You would.
Yeah.
I would. And you just can't live like that. Like, even like the couch shit, it's like me getting more of a handle of it. It's like, all right, bitch, it's not that bad. Like,
I mean, well, once you become this, you know, famous screenwriter, that will happen and you'll be able to control your day.
Who, me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, who, me? I was like,
I'm just speaking that over you.
Okay, yeah, I was like, screenwriter, who? I was like, G doing it.
G as well. No, all of us.
Everybody, right. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with the with that, but yeah. Yeah, I keep saying the Teedra Moses song, shit, but I'm open still. Yeah, the song is about love, but like, I'm open still, basically. And so, and again, I'm still learning it. So a hard lesson, I don't know. You got to come back to me on that. Look,
I think that's a good one, though.
It is.
Relinquishing control. That's a really child. Yeah. That's a good one.
What's yours?
I think the hardest lesson was to honestly really just identifying like self-worth, value of self, self-love, confidence. You know, that's an ongoing like relationship. Mm-hmm. You are always in relationship with yourself. And I think that is a factor that gets looked over a lot when we talk about the concept of relationships. You know, we talk about as they pertain to, you know, interpersonal, you know, how we interact with people that we're passionate about, whether it be, you know, sexual or not, but we don't really talk about the relationship we have with ourselves. And that was the one that I neglected for the majority of my life. And so coming back to that is like, or identifying that that was a problem was a hard lesson, because you don't realize it. So you see it in so many different ways. You know, it shows up in how you choose the people that you want to be around, that you choose the people that you date, you sleep with, you know, choose the jobs, or don't go after the jobs, or don't ask for what you want, or, you know, like it shows up in so many different ways. And it wasn't until that I was able to identify that gaping hole for myself that I could really like tackle that. So, happy to have arrived.
A word that yeah. And even back to what we were saying about parents, nobody teaches you that shit, you know?
No.
And so, and everybody doesn't get to that point. And I feel like, and I've had this conversation with other women, that you really don't even realize it. Right. And like, even now I feel for kids, you know, like specifically young girls, like coming up and like seeing all these images, and it's like, yeah, you're cute and you're beautiful just how you are. But like, every other image is telling you have to, like, all these bitches go to the same doctor and look exactly the same way. Yeah. And it's like, that's hard. You know, that's hard as shit. Like, I'm a full grown adult.
And that's
the norm for kids now. Like, that wasn't the norm for us, so we're able to see past it and know that this is what this is because they are who they are. Mm-hmm. But it's almost now so mainstream and so normal now for women and men, anyone to alter themselves and look a certain way. I mean, even look at like filters. Filters itself is an alteration.
Contour your nose real quick. Right. They don't. I wouldn't even have black nose.
I would never post a regular selfie ever. My God, are you crazy? That Cali Glam filter is everything. You don't even have that. Let me tell you something. I was talking about my edges earlier. That filter, she would have laid my edges down. Like, those filters are life. Like, they are everything. Your bags is gone.
That's why I'm like FaceTimes, because I'm like, I don't look cute on here. I can't put no filter on this face.
Oh, girl, it's all about angles when you hold the FaceTime. I definitely be from a sometimes below, a little on the side.
I can't.
This weekend, people were FaceTiming me because I had like a breakout on the side of my face. I still have a little reminiscent of one right here, but I was like trying to like recuperate because I didn't know where this shit came from. It's like my whole left side, child. I had put on like, you know, like some little Neutrogena, like acne cream on all of the little pimples. And people kept FaceTiming me, girl. I was on one side of the phone like, yeah, what's up? Mm-hmm. Like that, literally like, hey, y'all. And then the aunt was in North Carolina.
Can't you put them on them?
You said what?
I think you can put filters on FaceTime or something now.
Oh, I didn't know.
You can?
I don't know. Did I make that up? I might have made that up.
It is honestly crazy that hasn't been update yet, to be honest with you. They behind.
I know you can do the little animals and shit, but not the...
Oh, I'll probably mess that up. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to start doing that.
Or you can do that.
Literally, you can do that.
But yes, love on these children, especially even more so now. Like, I think going back to these 80s parents, it was so hands-off that no one stood with me and was just like, you are a beautiful black man and whatever you decide to do with your life, however you look, the nostrils, all of that. Like, I didn't have that. And so to your point, G, I love that you said that, because as an adult, you were able to take a step back and find yourself and love on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But in today's society with these young kids, we gotta be telling them that early.
Because
you said it, I was like, I don't do that. So I should be doing that.
Like that video, the lady doing the little girl's hair, and I think she was just like, oh, I'm ugly or something like that. Like, and she was like 3. And everybody was like, why does this little girl at 3 years old, like, why does she think that, you know, at 3 years old, she's ugly? Like,
why?
It was like a heartbreaking video. Cause like you said, that is that ain't even adult. That is a daily thing. Like, you have to choose every day. Okay, my edges don't lay like Sweetie, but she's still a cute girl. Like,
but also Sweetie can pay for a hairstylist to come and do her hair every day.
True.
You got to think about it with all these, and that's our ability as being older to be able to see through the things we see online.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yes, it's not walking the park.
Because I will give you a selfie, but it unless the lighting isn't right, I'm not doing it.
I told you, y'all ain't getting no filterless selfie. Not operating. I reached that level of my journey.
Look, I did a selfie on Sunday and was like, where's the sun? Okay, here we go.
Right, exactly.
Where's that good light?
Right. You gotta have a
makeup
good
makeup on, get us some good light. This the gala, girl.
I was like,
what is that from? Yeah.
Tina knows, talking to Beyonce.
I can't. Oh my God, I cannot. I cannot.
She's the funniest person.
I love her. Love
Beyonce. Beyonce. That's how Beyonce go with the hood, with the hoodie on, talking about something with the corny joke, something
about Snoop.
Yeah, but she had like a hoodie on. Like she did look a mess.
Yeah. Oh, with the first
Beyonce
time she did,
level
yeah.
of a mess. So she looked better than all of us, clearly.
Right. Exactly.
That was
See,
funny.
So look, we already doing comparison is
know,
the thief of joy or whatever that saying is.
Well, I mean, when you're talking about Beyonce, though, I mean, comparisons are there.
True that. So should we answer one more question? I'm like, this is so insightful. Let's just do one more. And then we can go to politics as usual. I love the fact that ISO 14 Below tweeted that she does not pay attention to politics and she only waits for G's update. So shout out to you for.
I know. I was like, oh shit, we'd be slipping.
Right, exactly. So I think we
was really tuning in, but I'm glad.
So now we gotta do one. So the girls can be updated. But yeah, one more question. G, you pick it. Or no, you think you picked it the last one?
I didn't do the last one. Who did the last one?
Who said that? What's the best thing about the opposite gender?
Oh, that's easy.
Like physical?
Anything.
Dick, that's the only thing it relates down to me, because there's everything else is a wash. No offense, Dee Dee. You know?
No. I didn't take any offense by that. I mean, because it's true.
And mine was you can lift
mine
things.
Mine is applicable to the cisgender heterosexual men. But yeah.
They can lift things that are really heavy.
Okay. I don't know if that's worse than dick. That's like worse.
Is it?
I mean, I feel like that's her state of life right now because she's moving. So everything relates back to this, to
the manual labor.
Manual labor. Right.
Manual labor. I'm so mad that was dead ass the first thing that popped in my head, though, too.
Since we're on physical, I would say asses, like women's butts. Oh, y'all, I wish mine could sit up that high, but it don't.
Oh, baby, but it can.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. You gotta hit them squats.
Right.
Squats only.
But it can. No, but don't they say squats don't work? And you gotta do like, I think it's more like lunges and like more targeted all of exercises.
Yeah, all of those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
The ones where
Dr. Miami.
The hip bridges, I love with the resistance band. That
oh,
really
yeah, like those. Yeah.
That
like
really the, get that booty woke.
Those. I forgot about those. Yeah. Yeah, because those my butt beef on. Fire when I use that resistance band.
Mm-hmm. She's a girl.
I guess that's the last one.
Oh, this
okay,
was
one more.
So fun. Okay.
What's something you would never do again?
Oh, that is a good one.
I don't even know. I'm like literally.
I actually
like,
have no idea. Like, yeah, I'm literally pausing.
Drive to the Outer Banks. It's like I'm playing in traffic. I said I would never do that again. Mm-mm. Yeah, my shit is real surface for that. I don't know.
Well, since on the realm of driving, I don't do long distance drives anymore. I drove from when I moved from Atlanta to New York. That was what 14 hour drive, something like that. I won't do no shit like that again.
I told you I always take my hat off to Dee Dee and them for their road trip. Like I hate
so that's
trip,
what so. I was just about to say, like, to y'all point, I don't ride a passenger with somebody on long trips unless it's my man. That's it, because I'm obligated. But I hate being passenger, because passenger, like, you gotta stay up. You got to stay up. You got to sing with the person. You got to do music. You got to do directions. Like, you got to, like, do all of this stuff with people when you the passenger. So yeah. I only can do it with him because I know what he listened to. I know how he want directions. Totally fine.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You got the playlist all queued up.
Got the playlist queued up. I know which albums we going to sing.
That's so cute.
But outside of him, I would sit in the back. In the back.
I can't. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Never do ecstasy again. There we go. I hated that drug.
You know, it wasn't so bad. It was just like the non-sleep for me.
That come down, that like next day of like where you want to kill yourself, that shit, that is not cute.
Wait, so are Molly, is Molly and ecstasy the same thing?
It is, but Molly is supposed to be more pure, like pure, more great MDMA. But the way they was cutting it was basically the same thing. So it's like, I think, what is it? The drug, it releases serotonin in your brain, or the drug that, the chemical in your brain that makes you happy.
Serotonin. And so,
yeah. And so it releases that, but just the natural, like what goes up most come down type shit. It's like you feel that, but 10 times, like the come down, the pain, the hurt, all of that shit. You just be having all these dark ass thoughts. I don't like that shit. I'm already dark. So no, I
don't need to go even further left. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember having dark thoughts coming down. I may have. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't
sleep. Good shit.
Yeah. Mine was fine. I think it was just like uncomfortable, but like, yeah, but I don't remember thinking.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. The sweating is gross.
Oh my God. I don't
remember that either.
But, and I couldn't stop dancing. Oh, that was the fun part.
That's the best part. You can't stop dancing. Yes.
Yeah, she was a dancing queen. Like,
yes.
Okay, Joan from Girlfriends.
Oh, what Joan season is that? Episode? I didn't even see that season yet.
I think two or three or something like that. I can't.
So let's get into the politics as usual. We still need a drop for that shit.
Oh my God. We really do. I feel like it need to be like a ghetto version of the Star Spangled Banner or some shit like that.
Not mad at it.
I cannot.
Okay, so we have a lot going on.
Where do you begin?
Where do you start?
Where does one begin?
Baby girl.
More political housekeeping, right? So last week we had our first presidential debate between the current president Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Did y'all watch at all?
Girl, you know we did.
I watched the first 30 minutes and then I felt like I could just put on Potomac and see another form of drama.
It was definitely the Real Housewives of the presidential debate. Right.
I had never seen anything like that.
Me either. I was flabbergasted. It was a whole joke.
Like I'm like speechless all over again because it's like thinking back. It's like, first of all, that fucking moderator, get his ass up out of here.
Yeah,
what,
for sure. Was it Chris Morrow?
No, I don't remember what the last name was, but he out the paint.
Yeah. You know what? One thing that they're that they'll be revealing or doing or opting into for the next debate that's scheduled at the moment for October 15th, pending the speedy recovery of good old, is that they will have a mute button option. Shout out to Zoom, where you can just like basically cut the mic for niggas, because there was this, they kept arguing, speaking over each other, interjecting. And so that is something that will be implemented into the next debate.
Super necessary. Yeah. Not addressing his anything.
Son being on drugs, like, nigga, are you serious?
Like the fact that he said his son was taken out of the military for cocaine.
Like, why is that even a, like, what?
What?
I'm still on. You pay $750 in federal taxes.
And they couldn't even talk about that shit because he kept cutting off everybody.
And then was lying and then kept saying, I paid millions of dollars in taxes. Like, no, you didn't, sir. The proof.
No, you did
not. The proof.
Yeah. No, you did not.
It's amazing how people can just lie, like, and not be held accountable for that. I think it's white men, how white men can lie and not be held accountable. It is unbelievable to me.
I think it's insane. Sorry, T, to cut you off. I think it's insane that right now, if you go to fucking NewYorkTimes.com, what we are discussing is nowhere to be found right now because of everything that's happening. Like, that $750 in taxes should still be a thing. A headline.
That's what I was just about to say. Like, the whole, you know, him testing positive for COVID. It's like, we don't know if you do or don't. You're taking off your mask as soon as you're leaving the hospital. Nothing surprises me with this man. Nothing. And everything is like a distraction from whatever the other issue is. So it's like, what can I do to top whatever crazy thing that I've already done the entire presidency? Like, I'm like, surprisingly never shocked by anything he does.
I mean, even jumped to two other additional topics about the COVID. Like, it was even before that, it was like the tapes came out of his wife. What's this name?
Melania Trump.
Thank you. She was talking to her best friend and was talking about during the Christmas party. And then her friend was asking her about at this time, like, that's when they were locking up the kids at the Mexican border. And she was just like, basically, F those kids.
Fuck,
like,
fuck them kids and fuck Christmas.
And like, and the next day they both caught COVID. The next day.
Everything. It was the timing was impeccable. Like, after that horrible ass debate, and then, right, that, like, there's so many things. It was like, oh, let's hit him with COVID. Like, it's like a game.
They now have 19 confirmed cases in the White House. The White House is the motherfucking hotspot, girl. The West Wing is a hotspot.
Yeah, what is it? It's a security guard, assistant.
Yes.
Oh, everybody. They think Hope Hicks.
The White House corresponding secretary, press correspondent. Yes. Yeah. Harry, she has it.
Kellyanne Conway.
Her daughter got it. And her daughter is the one who's dropping all the tea on that family.
I think the Secretary of State got it. Mike Pompeo.
Chris Christie has it.
Wow.
It's a lot of people who got that shit. And, you know, they're still consistently testing a lot of the staff members because, you know, you can test negative, you know, a few times before it shows up. It really just depends on your body. So that number could probably increase in the next couple of days, especially since the motherfucker taking his mask off for photo ops.
Right, exactly. It's, God, I just. What else is top line for the crazy asses?
October surprises. Like, so every election, there's this like idea about in October, there's always something to basically derail the election in a way. And so T, you kind of just alluded to what is they're talking about being the October surprises around COVID, because you have like this main president who's been like advocating that COVID's a hoax, it's the Chinese disease, it's all of these things. He's not wearing a mask. No one on his team is wearing a mask. His press secretary comes out and does conferences and not wearing a mask ever. And for him to catch it, it's almost like sympathy. It's almost like, oh, woe is me. Also, now this is like a real thing. So like, people wear a mask. It's almost like he's doing this in a way to like humanize himself after that debate. I want to believe that he actually had COVID. And
I think he does.
Actually believe that, because if not, I'm like, well, who at the hospital I need to be talking to that signed those agreements to where y'all was like trying to be like, yeah, like he ain't really got it, but we're gonna hook him up like he got it. So I'm gonna believe that he actually has it. And yeah, October surprises are something else, because same thing happened with Hillary and, you know, the FBI launching another investigation into the emails right before the election, and that cost her the election. And so it's almost like Trump getting ahead of the October surprises and creating his own.
The only reason why I believe he has it is because everybody at the White House has it. If it was him and Melania, like initially when it came out, then yeah, I would entertain that theory. But right. 19 people is a lot.
19. It was only a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. It was only a matter of time.
But y'all wasn't wearing masks.
And it's also, but I like you said, there are so many people, but just that timing, and it's so much easier to control your own narrative. Like, I don't trust that man at all. Like, I don't trust shit. He may have gave it to himself for all we know.
You gotta think about it. Because the thing about COVID is, like, you don't get symptoms until 2 weeks after you've been affected by it. Like, you don't have symptoms the next day. Like, you don't catch COVID and it's...
like, see, it's not given. I've been wondering, what is the timeline? You know, because my allergies, my nose is running, and I think I have it.
They say up to 2 weeks after exposure. Really? So at some point, that's why they were like trying to go back to
the announcement of the Supreme Court justice. Amy. And they literally had a map of all of the people where they sat and who has it. And so they're testing everyone. And so there probably will be more positive cases in the next few days that we see just based off of rigorous testing. And then when it shows up. So
right, because that was what, September, I'm looking at these notes, that was September 26th, so we record on today's the 5th, so that is enough days to know if you have it at this point, but the timing of even that and the Rose Garden celebration for Amy Barrett comes with, you know, all of these ideals about abortion and pro-life. And that she's being nominated to be the Supreme Court Justice after Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And a lot of people were upset about it. And so, like, that's what the fuck y'all get for nominating her to be Supreme Court Justice. All y'all get COVID.
I think she's too young. First of all, I don't know anything about Amy outside of the fact that she's from New Orleans and she went to law school at Notre Dame. But 48... to be a Supreme Court Justice, I don't know. I think that's a little bit young.
It is.
I don't know anything about her for the most part, aside of her just being like a federal judge. And I listened to a few of her speeches. One of them being on
research.
I'm not a group thinker, right? So I like to think for myself. Y'all know I'm an independent. I'm not Democrat or Republican. I think both parties are incredibly skewed. One, obviously, way more than the other, but that doesn't leave them unhinged. So that's why I can't ever just say, oh, I'm this. But neither here nor there. I listened to one of her speeches where she was addressing the whole, you know, Roe versus Wade thing. And I don't know if she was being safe in that moment, but she didn't seem like, or she never said that she was against abortion. But she's like, I'm not against abortion. I'm about regulating the time or whatever. But I feel like that is always right. Exactly. A state's choice.
It's back to the states.
You don't. And that's when it becomes incredibly problematic. And that's my issue with her. You know,
because it shouldn't even be a fucking topic.
It really should not. Like, how do we keep going back here?
How do we keep talking about that?
We don't even care about the kids that exist. And it's like, I understand everybody wants to love on these unborn babies. Like, sure, they're great, whatever the fuck ever. But we don't care about the kids that exist.
That are here.
And if GOP or Republicans or that whatever the fuck they are, that Christian group that has all the money in the Republican Party, if they
the evangelists,
care, yes, the evangelists,
yeah, like Antifa, what's it called?
If they really cared about the kids, we would see it, but we don't. And we so don't. Now my question is like, okay, y'all just want all of the people to have these kids so that y'all can have labor?
Yeah, because she got seven of them.
So we can have people still in the prison system, you know, like I don't understand. So
ciao, miss me. I think that they should wait till the new president comes in. So Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are in the White House, and then they can nominate somebody, because they did this to Obama, absolutely. Where Garland Merrick He was the Obama appointee in that fucking Mitch McConnell.
He blocked it.
Blocked it.
Yeah.
And did you see Mitch McConnell finally wearing a mask?
Of course he is. I saw him. I saw Lindsey Graham wearing a mask.
How convenient.
How fucking convenient. They want to stay alive so they could potentially. So, okay. So South Carolina voters, I hope y'all, if we have any listeners from South Carolina, we always get on our soapbox about local legislation here and how important this is. Well, here you go. This is one reason why this is important. Senator Lindsey Graham is up for his fourth re-election for Senate seat. And he's actually kind of up against a wall, or there's another gentleman by the name of Jamie Harrison, who was a black gentleman from South Carolina, which, you know, neither here nor there. I mean, we'd love to see a brother. I think that that's great. But he's giving him a run for his money. So if y'all can vote in South Carolina, please go out. It's the same day as the presidential vote. Don't just vote knowledgeably about the president, but also do a little bit of research for who those Senate seats are, who those House seats are. California, Maxine Waters is up for re-election for her
congressional. Get my sis back.
Let's get out there, you know. The 43rd District, Inglewood, y'all, that's us. So, like, you know, anyway. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell for Kentucky, he's also up for re-election. So these are really, really important seats. And these are people who are lawmakers locally, and they influence national law. So,
yeah.
I guess next week, maybe I'll have some more updates of some more local legislation that, you know, we can keep our ears pierced to. Because it's not just about Joe and Donnie.
It's not. It's so much more. It's a lot more on the ballot, as Joe loves to say.
a whole lot. Even like, you know, I think if you've somebody like me who has moved where I put in to put my new polling station by my new apartment. So I went to just go check to like see where I was going to go vote. They still have my stuff registered to my old apartment, but it's also not where I've never voted in this location. And it's like somewhere else. So even just to like, I was saying, fuck all that. Like, I literally put in my calendar to early vote, like get there on a Saturday. We're not playing no games. Like, I will be there on that early voting day or whatever at a new location. Like I said, that I never voted at before. That was never my polling station. So now go vote to even just like check that kind of stuff. So day of, you're not screwed. Right. Cause I was definitely just going to be like, oh, okay, let me go to a polling station. And no, like I said, whole new place.
Yes.
That's important. And I think another thing is within the next 2 weeks, really this week is the last week to get registered to vote. So I'm imploring you all to look at your states and look at what the final dates are to vote. I know a lot of people are really concerned about COVID and going in person. Make sure you request those absentee ballots. I got my absentee right here. It just came in the mail today. Okay.
Come on now. And also, I don't want to hear no shit about you being scared to go out to the vote if I see you out eating dinner.
You took the words. I was about to say, no, I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah. I don't like, we have to fit. If you be out and you could go eat and
you can
all
go
that,
physically go.
You can physically go.
There's only one person I know that's still in the house, and it is ISO 14 below. She is literally the only person. She's excused. All y'all other motherfuckers, y'all about to go.
Yo, this is why you're my spirit animal. Because I was like, there's only one person who does not need to go. It is ISO 14 below because she is still quarantined. Everybody's even to get your black ass.
Everybody been out. Y'all can go to the polling station.
Everybody been out. And then, and even with that, I mean, I think they were saying that, you know, even if you do that, you have to physically drop off your ballot, like, at whatever center.
Right.
Because you just never know what's happening with USP. Like, I ordered some weed the other day and it was supposed to take 2 days and it's taking 5. So you just don't want these type of things to happen at all. Like,
And if you do mail it, the earlier the better.
Let's not do conspiracy theories. No. I wouldn't even trust that. Like, you have to physically take it to your, like, the polling center.
Funding the USPS.
Yeah. I saw a mail truck out on Sunday, and I was like, "Nah."
What time y'all be getting y'all mail? It's 5:30 here. They just dropped my mail off 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's later in the day.
Later now,
come in the morning.
Yeah. And I'm because I'm dealing with something with that. And I'm like, my shit needs to arrive in the morning. But the way mail has been a little shaky here, you just never know.
I think the post office just needs a reform just in general. Like their competitors, UPS and FedEx, have like blown them out of the water just in terms of like shipment and tracking and stuff. But like there's just no budget for the post office.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like taking Amazon things away.
Is what's keeping the USPS afloat.
Because
they use them.
I mean, if anything, Amazon needs to be investing money into the post office.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Like, that's what needs to happen.
Space building a whole nother planet that all of us, none of us peasants will be able to come to.
I'm going to find a way.
Y'all giving that like the second to last episode of Lovecraft and she was like on a different planet and all that.
Oh yes,
I need Mama to make it there, yet.
Right? She decided to stay.
I don't know because I haven't seen the last episode either, so I don't even know.
I feel like because I listened to the podcast and I think she actually chooses to stay, like in that alternate universe.
Oh shit! Okay, yeah, because they don't really say. I feel like on the episode, so. Child, it's so much. It's like we said, make sure you know your local legislation. Make sure you know your polling stations. Yeah. Go, take your asses to the damn centers and the polling stations.
Through my teeth.
Because everybody out. Like, literally, everybody's out.
Oh, final thing before we wrap up for politics as usual. Senator Harris, Senator and hopefully Vice President-elect Kamala Harris goes up against this current sitting Vice President Mike Pence in their debate tonight, 9 o'clock. Interesting thing about that is that they're expecting a high viewership, and it's because of Kamala, not necessarily.
Oh, absolutely.
Of the fact that it is the VP. So that is awesome. Kudos to her.
Yeah, you want to see somebody read somebody with common sense.
Yeah.
That actually has points to be made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know much about Mike Pence and his... Yeah, I don't know much about Mike. I'm not watching
it. He's the former governor of Indiana.
Okay, so he might can speak.
He can speak. He's the devil, but he can speak.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying, I don't really know nothing about him either. So.
Yeah, I mean, you have an egomaniac as a president. You'll never know who the vice president is.
True.
I mean, his ass was in charge of fucking COVID, and look what he did.
Look where we at.
Like, you had one, like, look, Mike Pence, you had one
you
fucking
had one job.
He asked you to do nothing else because he did everything else. You had one fucking job, bitch. Meet me outside in a rose garden, yo.
Not in the rose. Okay, we're done. Not in the rose garden. I can't.
Well, that's where they do all place. Their. I mean, that's where they do all of their speeches.
All the speaking. But I just was imagining you like actually like tussling in the bushes. That's what I was.
Yeah.
Right behind the podium that they usually have set up.
Absolutely, and y'all better come. They better bail me out.
I cannot. We got you, sis. We got you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys. Again, and listeners, you know, we always love to hear from y'all. So again, if it's anything you want to hear more of or speak on or a topic you want to submit, please, you know, send it into our socials at, Oprah Rose Show on Twitter and Instagram and the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com.
I love the questions that everybody had asked. There were so many more that we weren't even able to get to.
Yeah, we should do this again.
Yeah,
they were good.
They were real good. They were real thought provoking. Mm-hmm.
Love thought provoking.
Me too. Not love thought provoking. And me too. So the quote is: contrary to popular opinion, letting go is for winners. Knowing when to let go, give away the things you never use, say no to everything that doesn't support the life you actually want to live is a very important skill that people who find peace in life all seem to have.
Oh, that was your thing, T.
No, low key it was. I just, the spirit be speaking. I just thought that's from a horoscope page I love. And you know, we got a new moon, I think, on the 4th today. We're recording on the new moon was yesterday. It was on like the 1st.
And it's actually the full moon was on the first.
Yeah.
It was on the first, but then I think there was something on the fourth.
Right. It's less, it's not a full moon anymore. It's like a little shaved off now because it's moving.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, and y'all know it's going to be another full moon on Halloween. That shit is going to be intense.
Oh, wow.
And it's on a Saturday.
And I'm having a party in COVID. Come yes, on. Judge me. I don't care. I'm telling everyone to bring both masks, your COVID-19 health compliant mask, and your Halloween festival
I'm
mask.
Dead. Not bring your Halloween and yes. COVID mask.
I need both of it.
I might need to go to LA for the party.
Ah, right? I found some like decorations and stuff. Like
I did not realize
when it comes to celebrations.
Oh, you know she loved Halloween.
Yes.
That was her favorite holiday.
I didn't know it was on a Saturday. So now because that's gonna be like my like housewarming. So now I'm like same thing. I'm like, oh, I gotta do it on Halloween now.
Oh, child. Housewarming is fine because people can party hop. Although it'll be house hopping this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Oh, I got to figure this out too, because I was going to watch like movies, but yeah, Halloween would be a little different.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to figure
movies
it out.
People will feel safer because niggas ain't coming in my house. This shit is outside. So.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm only coming to somebody's house if they got outdoor setting.
Yeah.
That's it.
Not only coming to somebody's house. Like, oh, you don't have a backyard? No, not coming.
You don't have a rooftop? darling.
I cannot. All right, y'all. Well, thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi? And yeah, get it out of
my thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for, you get what you believe in.